Pride 48 had their New Orleans thing, which we weren't a part of, which is fine. We did the live right. show thing earlier in the spring, but since we moved across the country,
of course, it's
a few hours away from where they normally have their thing.
I think we
Then they traveled across the country and had it a few hours away from where we actually would have been. Although, well,
10 hours. It was 10 hours away from where we used to live. So that's how long the drive is to New Orleans.
That's a pretty far drive. Okay. Yeah. Well, we might have. Done it. We might have not.
I think we mentioned on the last show how it was
ironic.
Ironic, of course. We move over here 3 hours away from where they've always had their live event the year that they decide to move it. To the
Which
middle
is
of the country.
Fine. It's fine.
No, I'm not like spiting
it's
them.
It's just
for
funny.
It.
I am, but it's funny.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
It's fine, but it's funny.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is Ep. Episode 2950 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 21st of May 2019, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, a little memory lane and some voice letters and a little talk about my day.
Lord, Big Fatty, did you just have some sort of colonic explosion at the end of that outgoing message? Hello, everyone. It's Mr. Larry H. Vader. You know me? Maybe? Kind of? I used to be on the LFC with Big Fatty. He'll tell you all about it. But I'm just calling because I wanted to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Merry Kwanzaa, Shalom, Happy Kwanzaa, or Chanukah, that's it. And pretty much just tell you that you're all fat, and I am still alive. Hope you all haven't forgotten about me, and I look forward to hearing from you soon. Big Fatty, tell them how to get in touch with me.
Future contestants on Hamming It Up with Big Fatty are chosen directly from our voice letter box. If you'd like to participate, just dial 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. Larry?
Me.
Hello, callers. Big Fatty, is that like gentleman callers? No, a voice letter callers. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, Big Fatty, this is all a generality, but y'all, Big Fatty has kept all of his voice letters, at least I thought I did. But y'all, the first voice letter from Veda is the first one that I've kept, and y'all, that was voice letter number 363. So y'all, there were 362 voice letters before I started keeping them that I just threw them away. Didn't just yes, Big Fatty, just throw them out like the garbage. But that's the oldest voice letter I had, and that came in on December the 17th, 2008. Big Fatty, 7:03 p.m. It's true. And Veda, thank you so much for that. And y'all, that was the bumper that we used for the voice letter line on the little Fatty Cast right there. And y'all, I'm going to play a lot of voice letters today, but y'all, one of the this is not to take away from everybody that calls in, but y'all, one of the people that called in more regularly in the olden days was Jeremiah. And y'all, Jeremiah would always have some interesting stories. And y'all, he had one and I couldn't find it. So he must have called this one in before voice letter number 363. But y'all, he had one about going to a funeral and there was somebody on a rascal or something like that. Big Fatty, was it the old gal? No, it wasn't. But y'all, that was one of my favorites. But y'all, This was one of my favorites also, and y'all, it kind of lead us in to Big Fatty did yesterday here at the villa. Yes, Big Fatty!
Hey, Big Fatty, you wanted a humdinger Southern Decadent story, so here you go. While at the Rawhide, I tried to go into the restroom to have a pee without being molested. And I am standing there doing my business, and all of a sudden, I think, dear God, is there a reptile that has crawled in here? There was a colored man standing to my right at the urinal, and now you know your arm is as long as your foot, from your elbow to your wrist. Well, I am telling you that this man, Tallywhacker, had to be at least as big as my foot, and I wear a size 12. And I am telling you now, he took it out, and I mean, it must go to the man's knee. It went down and hit in the urinal. That's why I turned to look to see what on earth. I thought I was going to be attacked by a snake. And I exclaimed out loud, "Dear Gussie." And looked over, and this was soft, Big Fatty. It had no hardness about it. And it was at least 12 and a half to 13 inches long. And from someone else who was in there a bit longer than I was, they purport that it is 16 inches long when hard. Now, Big Fatty, what in the hell are you going to do with that other than burp it and throw it over your shoulder? I mean, dear God. He could give women hysterectomies for free, 16 inches long. And we are talking about, I am not a small boy. My arm is big. And it was as big around as my arm. I mean, I don't even know what to say. I mean, really, really? You've got a tallywhacker that big. I mean, what you going to do, slap somebody in the head with it, knock on my bank robbery? Also, this is the time of year when the old people with the blue hair renew their Medicare Part D, which is their prescription drug benefit. And I'm just going to refuse to work from late September to November the 1st because they're crazy. They're just crazy, Big Fatty, they're crazy. There are five companies that basically offer the same five plans. And they want you to take time out of having to fill 400 to 500 prescriptions in 12 hours. They want you to take an hour to sit down with them and their husband or wife to go over all these plans. Now, they have had this for 3 years. 3 years! And they get a printout sheet explaining to them from the Walgreens which plan from each company would benefit them based on their drug usage from the last year. Now, what in the hell am I supposed to take an hour and spend with you talking about this mess? Are you going to tell me about your 12 grandchildren and your great-grandchildren? Ask if I'm married and got you. I mean, what? I don't need you to know all that. They go, oh, they was all up on the nerves on today. There was about 12 of them standing up in there wanting their pills. But they wanted their pills for cheaper. Oh, can you tell that I'm just over the old people? They make me want to throw up. I agree with Barry. We need to put them to sleep with a death pedal. I am all for the death pedal. Where do I sign them up at? Because I will put them on the list. All right, Big Fatty. Now, try not to be attacked by a 16-inch colored tallywhacker. All right, then. Bye-bye.
Big Fatty! Y'all, only Jeremiah could go to the Rawhide, meet a gifted young man that can do a deep massage. Yes, Big Fatty, Baron Frosty wanted one of those. It's true. And then bitch and complain about people wanting their Medicare D pills for cheaper, and then bring it back around to a 16-inch tallywhacker. Big Fatty, how does that relate to your day in Fat Acres? Well, I'll tell you. Music. I know the Baron Frosty would be playing happy music if he met that 16-inch tallywhacker. Big Fatty, by the way, did you meet someone like that last year at Pride 48? Well, that's how that story relates to my day yesterday. Y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, went for my evening nipple walk and had my supper. And, y'all, then I just watched a few things on the TV machine. And, y'all, then, of course, we had the State of the Station We had a suits meeting first, and then we had the state of the station, went over what's happening during the June Pride 48 event, and just some previews of what's going to happen in August down there in New Orleans. And y'all, I'm happy to say that for the June event, y'all, we already have 21 little shows that are going to participate in the June event. I'm going to run down them real quick. So y'all, if you don't hear some of your favorite little shows, get on them. Get on them, I say. Y'all, we're going to have, but first, you know, that's the Big Brother recap show. We're going to have Sarah Talk, Poke It With a Stick, Cocktails and Cream Puffs, Who Invited Her, Chubbs Gone Wild, Swine and Judd, Big Gay Sex Show Block Party, That Blue Jeans Guy and the Denims Comedy Hours, Tastes Like Burning, North and South of Things, Stinky Orangutans, Pot Is My Co-Pilot, Greetings from Nowhere, y'all, a new show, BSP, and that's Believer Skeptic Podcast, The Gay Wasteland, Gayish, the Older Gay Guy Show, the Shy Life Podcast, Geeky Gay, and y'all, another new one called Relation Shit. Fanny Vulgar. So y'all, if you didn't hear your favorites like the Mr. Cackle Show or the Pink Wingnuts and some of your other favorites out there, y'all get on them. They have until the 31st, 5 p.m. in the evening on the 31st. That's Eastern Daylight Time. You know, that's the only time zone that matters to get their get registered. And y'all, all of that information is over at pride48.com. Y'all, after that was over, then me and the Fay Driver and Sam and the Hidden Talands and old Crooked Hat, we recorded the very final Survivors Ready recap show for the season. And y'all, it was good. And old Crooked Hat will get both the Pride 48 and the Survivors Ready little shows out a little bit later this week. In fact, they may already be out by now. But y'all, after that, y'all, it was after 11 p.m. in the evening. And y'all, I tried my best to go to sleep, but that Whitman Tinker would not allow it. No, Big Fatty. And so, y'all, I tossed and turned. I was up till after 2 a.m. in the morning, but finally went to sleep. Got up on Monday morning. Y'all, you know that CBS This Morning, they've got a new crew on there, and I enjoyed watching that as I had my coffee and my brufkas and read the newspaper. And y'all, then I was off for my morning nipple walk, came by and relaxed a little bit on the porch. My next-door neighbor, Sebastian, you've heard me speak of him. He was laying in his sling. I big fatty, that's a hammock, in his hammock, and was unable to get a picture. But I'm going to keep trying. Yes, Big Fatty, be creepy. And y'all, then I got my shirt, and I now recording the little show. Yes, Big Fatty.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hi, Big Fatty. Happy Mother's Day. Oh, well, it is Mother's Day in the time zone that matters. We had it yesterday, but it doesn't matter. I mean, the time zone that matters is having Mother's Day. So, happy Mother's Day! Oh, wait. Did I just say that before? Anyway, whatever. For good measure, happy Mother's Day!
Yeah, I guess I yell that, of course, is that Ed Gong from over there in the Singapore, Mexico. And Ed, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. Yes, McFaddy, you're a little behind on these calls. It's true. I am a little behind on several of the calls, but trying to catch up a little bit this week. But, Ed, thank you so much. It was a lovely Mother's Day, and I hope yours was as well. Yes, McFaddy.
Hey, McFaddy. This is Mike from Gayish. And today's Mother's Day, and I've just been thinking about you, and I hope that all is as well as it can be, and I hope that you're remembering to take care of yourself through the roller coaster. Cue the music.
McFaddy, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, McFaddy?
Why do you call yourself McFaddy, McFaddy?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask McFaddy.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, how do you know he has an Ask Big Fatty question? Well, that's the only time people say cue the music. Oh, okay. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question comes to us from Mike from Gayish. Mike, what you got?
I am wondering how is Casey in Denver? Do you think that he would want to meet me? That's spelled M-E-A-T. And is he coming to procreate? I'm not asking for the reason, of course.
Yeah, that's it. Y'all, that, of course, is Mike from Gayish.
Calling.
Oh, thank you for calling. And, Mike, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And thank you so much for the kind remarks about the Hat Arena and all. And this is an excellent question about whether Casey in Denver is going to come to Pride 48 down there in New Orleans. I don't know. But I have a feeling that you would definitely want to meet M-E-A-T, Casey in Denver. He's quite the big fatty. It's kind of like a tallywhacker at the Rawhide. It's, well, it's not quite 16, but it's certainly with Big Fatty, just let it be. And but Casey, maybe you should call back. And Casey, I think you and Mr. Man would enjoy meeting Gayish Mike. Yes, Big Fatty. It's episode 2950. Just 50 to go. Big Fatty, the end is near. Get yourself ready. Yes, Big Fatty. And but Big Fatty will be around for the June Pride 48. The August Pride 48, I'll be there as a listener and as a suit. But anyway, y'all, start making your plans to come on down. I think we've already got 23 rooms reserved down there in New Orleans. So get yours reserved now. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Yes, Big Fatty. And, y'all, it's, is it, yeah, it is Tuesday. Big Fatty, you're so confused, it's true. There you go. Y'all, the one thing I didn't mention to you about the weekend update yesterday, y'all, as I was doing my nipple walk over the weekend, the hot dad that lives at the end of Big Fatty Street, he stopped by and said, if there's anything I can do for you when you're going to see the Hat Arena, you just let me know. I said, yes! And, Big Fatty, does he have an anaconda? I don't know. But, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from Tastes Like Burning. And, Tim, what'd you think of today?
It's fine, but it's funny.
Oh, well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. Probably that Jeremiah call was funny.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.